Let's pray together, please. O gracious God, may your Spirit speak a living word to us now, and may that word find its new life springing up in us. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. In Latin America, there have long been little communities of poor Christians who meet together to study the Bible and worship and then do all in their power to help their poor neighbors. Often in these Latin American base communities, as they're called, during worship, the names of the disappeared will be called aloud. The disappeared are those who have been murdered by military dictatorships. And when the names are called, the congregation responds, presente, present, which is to say they may have been murdered, but not disappeared, not from us. They are not dead, but among us, with us in Christ, all present. Something not too far from this has happened here today. In the prayers, we call the names of those in this church who died in the last year, and then from all over this congregation, people called out the names of the dead whom they have loved and who loved them. And somehow, did you feel it? The size of our gathering here began to grow. It's as if when we recalled them, they came into the room and took their places among us. Others of us said nothing out loud, but some of our beloved dead were on our minds. So we may think of them also as present now in this room with us. But take it further. Call to your mind now anyone from the past whose light shined through their living and their loving for you. People you knew, or people who have shined in history that make a difference for you. Make room for all of them with us now. We're going to need a bigger room. Whom do you see? I see my greatest teachers, some cherished friends. I see my brother and my father. And I see Dietrich Bonhoeffer, Dorothy Day, Martin Luther King Jr., Oscar Romero, Julian of Norwich, Frederick Douglass, J.S. Bach, Sojourner Truth, Nelson Mandela, Father Thomas Keating, Flannery O'Connor, Abraham Joshua Heschel, Rumi, and yes, Aretha Franklin. Now add yours to that crowd. Bring them all in and let your heart cry it with them and for them. Presente. We are all present. Their light still shines for us, and with us the music their lives made still sings for us. But more than that, they are present because, as the Apostle Paul wrote, Christ is Lord of the dead and of the living. They are in Christ, and so are we. Christ is risen, and the wall of death has come down. And so in us they live, and we are vitally joined to them. When I think of some of those whom I knew, whose lives shined at least some for me, the thought of being in relationship to them now gives me some pause. I think of how I wish I had done better by them, and how I wish some of them had done better by me, and how there was more that needed to be said and more that needed to be resolved. It's hard to see us now perfectly united. But the German theologian Jürgen Moltmann spoke powerfully of our reconciliation with those who have crossed over. He said, "We ask God to forgive all our shortcomings toward them and to forgive all their shortcomings toward us. Then we can live with the dead in the peace of God." Let it be so. Maybe you're thinking, this preacher is officially nuts. The dead aren't dead. They are present. We live in relationship with the dead. What is this, a sermon or a séance? The dead are dead. And if there's something on the other side, it's a blank to us, removed from us. To speak of relationship between the living and the dead, that's surely figurative language, a sentimental, nostalgic wish dream, and as some would say, a fear of the dark. But I fear that most of us have lost too much by discounting their nearness to us, disregarding the aliveness of our kinship with them, and living in the unnecessary, sad sense of isolation, of our culture's compulsion to forget. We are part of a society that forgets, that seems to want to forget the truest commitments of the past, and the finest living from our past. And therefore we are heedless of what is required for the future. This is why it's hard for us, so many of us, to live with hope. We look around us in the present moment and see so many reasons to be horrified and furious and heartbroken. It makes us numb and despairing. But part of our problem is the illusion that this is the only moment, that we are in some isolated time, stuck with the characters and the situations that happen to be in the current spotlight, when in fact, our lives are lived within the arc of a long, long story filled with countless interwoven stories, and the weaving goes on and on beyond us. And absolutely, yes, there's plenty of foolishness behind us and horrors behind us. But there are so many stories filled with beauty and light and transformation of time. So many women and men and young people of incredible stature, depth, courage, compassion, faith, and they shine with the light of God. Not one of these people was close to perfect. All of them were manifestly flawed and in a little bit of way absurd. Just like me, just like you. but they overcame and outshined their failures. The grace of God got them through, and they couldn't stop singing of it. And with varying degrees of success, they lived toward the good, loved with all their heart, strived for justice, served humbly, lived bravely, spoke truthfully, gave sacrificially, shined beautifully, giving themselves so that they could, for the good of the world, make all the difference in the world, and knowing it or not, all to the glory of God. Some of them we were privileged to know. Saints have touched our own lives. They loved us, they taught us, they helped to shape us toward our better selves. Most of them we never met. They lived in other places, other times. And what a staggering diversity they make. From ancient time through all generations to our own and beyond, they came from countless cultures, speaking countless languages and dialects, came in every shade of human skin, every age, young and old, educated and illiterate, poor and rich enough, all manner of styles, temperaments, gifts, quirks, flaws, so many ways of shining with the presence of God. These countless colorful people, or as Evelyn Underhill called them, God's infinitely various friends. And the legacy they left, it's alive. The good seed they planted, the systems they created for doing good, the laws they helped establish for justice, the testimony their lives offered to the tender mercies of God, the witness they made for peace. Do you think it's come to nothing? Do you think it's up to us to reinvent it now? Listen, you are not so burdened or so helpless or so alone or so hopeless. You live in a lineage of greatness. The light that is ours to bear in our time is a long, far-reaching light lit ages and ages ago and lifted up through centuries and centuries by all the saints in all the world. They are present as we are present. We do not stop learning from them, drawing strength from them, joining our work to their work. We live in relation to them in the great community. All are one in Christ, who is Lord of the dead and of the living, all of us, one. And because that's true, we look to the future. Recalling these saints who are behind us, we realize we're not just a community of brothers and sisters. We're a community of our mothers and fathers, our great, great grandparents in faith. But having realized this, we can also see we are the community of our children and our great, great, great grandchildren in love and in faith. We are always two churches. We are the guests of those who have gone before. We are the hosts of those who are coming after. You and I are on our way to becoming their memory. The saints to whom they look back to see how much light was shining of the light we received. Let us hold the light high as we can. Let us do it with hope and with honest to goodness gladness in the calling laid upon us by the Lord God and by those who were faithful before us. Let us live as though we were on our way to those who await us, to be for them, in spite of ourselves, the saints who are always in Christ, present to them, as they and they even now are present to us in the great community of the One who is Lord of the dead and of the living, the One we are privileged to call our Lord.